بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers, before I begin, there's still room in the first room for the brothers that are in the second room. And as always, I always encourage you to come to the first room. And can somebody please let me know if the mic is too loud, please? Barakallahu feekum. Indeed, all praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomsoever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger to all of mankind. وقال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا والنساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد, as to what follows, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Alhamdulillah who's blessed us all with another day of life, Alhamdulillah who's blessed us with Al-Islam, and we ask Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to take advantage of this huge ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us by blessing us with Al-Islam, and we ask Allah to help us to become the best Muslims that we can become before the day comes when we go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, the topic for today's khutbah is going to be about one of the things that plagues the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the things that hurts the ummah, and is something that has been in the ummah from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all the way until Yawmul Qiyamah, until the last day. It's something that's going to be there. And I'm talking about racism and discrimination in Islam. And I'm talking about unsuriyah. And I'm talking about people looking down on other people, but perhaps because of their skin color, but perhaps because of where they're from, perhaps because of their education, perhaps because of how much wealth they have. Looking down on the people, thinking less of the people, thinking that you're better than the people. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he warned us about this. Brothers and sisters, it's from the beauty of Al-Islam that Islam came to clean the people from these bad feelings in their hearts for one another. Islam came to educate us, to get rid of these thoughts of jahiliyyah, these actions of jahiliyyah, the days of ignorance, to cleanse our hearts from these attitudes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, and from among His signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the difference in your languages and in your colors. Verily, in this are indeed signs for the people of knowledge, the people who reflect, the people who think. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the people of knowledge, from the people who think. Brothers and sisters, we should reflect on the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He told us to reflect on this. The human beings, most of us, just about all of us, we come into this world with two ears, two eyes, a nose, a mouth. We all have the same things, and yet and still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made each and every one of us different from the other ones. This is from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At-Tirmidhi has related an Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Arba'un fi ummati min amri jahiliya lan yada'ahunna nas. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, He said, there are four matters. There are four matters in my nation that are from the days of Jahiliyyah that the people, they're going to hold on to. Four things from the days of ignorance that the people, they're going to hold on to, even though they're Muslim. From the things that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said was وَتَعَنُّوا فِي الْأَحْسَابِ, slandering one's lineage, putting the people down because of where they come from, what they look like, the color of their skin. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is from the days of Jahiliyyah, but the people, they're going to hold on to that. SubhanAllah, is this not the case? Brothers and sisters, racism and discrimination and looking down on the people and putting yourself up and putting people down, this is from the days of Jahiliyyah, the days of ignorance. Islam came to get rid of that. So what we should do is we should look at our own hearts, because it's very possible that each and every one of us, we have some of this in our own hearts. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he relates that on the day of Fatul Makkah, on the day when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam entered Mecca and he conquered Mecca, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he came in on his camel and he was hunched down or with his chest against the back of the camel. In other words, he came in very humble. He humiliated himself. He made himself humble for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even on that day, he was the conqueror. Even on that day, he conquered Mecca. He came back with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, came back and conquered Mecca. But he humbled himself. And Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he entered Mecca, he humbled himself, and directly behind him were two people. And these two people were Bilal ibn Rabah and Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu. Bilal ibn Rabah, who used to be a slave, and the people thought nothing of him. And Osama bin Zayd, the son of Zayd ibn Haritha. Again, the people thought very little of these people. Why? Because of the color of their skin. Because they were not Arab. Or because they were not Qurashi from the Quraysh. Because they thought they had a low status. And we should reflect. One of the first things that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did was he commanded Bilal radiallahu anhu to climb on top of the Kaaba and call the Adhan. Climb on top of the Kaaba and call the Adhan. And Bilal radiallahu anhu, he had the honor of being the first person ever to call the Adhan on top of the Kaaba. SubhanAllah. This was the same person that some years back, he was being tortured. He was being tortured and beat. And the people were trying to get him to give up this belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he held fast to that. And on the day of Fatul Mecca, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened up Mecca for the Muslims, who was it that had the greatest honor on that day? Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu anhu. And it is said that when Bilal called the Adhan on top of the Kaaba, some of the people that were still in this mindset of Jahiliyyah, they were upset. They were upset and they were saying, why is he doing this? Because they'd already been conquered. They said, why is he doing this? This is such a humiliation for us. This is what they said. This is such a humiliation for us that this black man is calling the Adhan up there. And one of them even went so far as saying that Allah has honored my father, that he blessed him to die before this day, so he wouldn't have to see this. SubhanAllah, the jahiliyyah of the people. And shortly thereafter, a miracle would happen. And the same person that said this, he would become Muslim. He would become Muslim. Leave that jahiliyyah behind him. Brothers and sisters, Abdullah ibn Umar, he says that after the Bilal called the Adhan and after the Muslims, they made Salat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stood on top of his camel and he gave a khutbah to the people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, Inna Allah ta'ala kad adhaba ankum qubiyyat al-jahiliyyah wa ta'addumaha bi'abaiha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave his khutbah to the people and he said to them, O mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has removed from you these slogans, these words of jahiliyyah. And he has removed from you this tradition of honoring your forefathers. In other words, honoring your lineage. And then Rasulullah said, فَالنَّاسُ رَجُلَانِ. He said, mankind is only of two kinds. Men, they're only of two kinds. رَجُّلٌ بَرُّ تَكِيٌّ قَرِيمٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Rasulullah said, one of these people, these two kinds of people, he's righteous. He has the taqwa of Allah, and he is honorable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah to make us from those people. وَرَجُلٌ فَاجِرٌ شَقِيٌّ حَيِّنُ عَلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And he said, and the other person, because you're only going to be one of two. Rasulullah said, and the other person, he's a fajid. He's like an evildoer. And he's miserable. And he's of little value to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah protect us from being from these people. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to the people, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَزَّ وَجَلْ يَقُولُ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْتَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلًا لِتَآرَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ إِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ حَبِيرٌ. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave people the measurement of the value of a person in the sight of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah said the ayat that means, O mankind, we have created you from a male and a female, and this is all of us. We have created you from a male and a female and made you into nations and to tribes that you may get to know one another. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily the most honorable of you, the person that has the highest status in the sight of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that person who has the most taqwa of Allah, the most consciousness, the most fearing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And verily Allah is all-knowing, all-aware. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the value of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's in our hearts. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that gives us the honor, the izzah. And it's not a matter of where you're from. It's not a matter of what skin color you are. It's not a matter of how much money you have. It doesn't matter who your family was before you. What matters in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that person who has the most taqwa of Allah. May Allah make us from the muttaqin. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he finished and he said to the people, أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَرَسْتَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكُمْ. Rasulullah said, this is what I have said, and I ask Allah to forgive you and to forgive me. And this was the first speech of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the people in Mecca, when he returned and opened up Mecca for Al-Islam. Brothers and sisters, we have to look at ourselves. We have to look at the things that we believe, perhaps the attitudes that we have, maybe the attitudes and beliefs that have been passed on to us by our families. And if we have any of this jahiliyyah, this ignorance in our hearts, then we need to get rid of it. We need to get rid of it because there's no place in Al-Islam for racism. There's no place in Al-Islam for false pride, thinking that you're better than somebody else because of where you're from, because of what you have, because of how you look. There's no place in Al-Islam for that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّنْ قَوْمٍ أَسَىٰ أَنْ يَقُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, don't let one group of you look down on another group, or make fun of another group, or think bad of another group. It may be that they're better than you. So brothers and sisters, my nasiha to myself and to you is, let's get rid of this jahiliyyah if it's in our hearts. And we know if it's in there. We know if it's in there when we look at somebody and we think less of them. Maybe because they don't look like us. Maybe because they're not from where we are. Maybe because we're educated and they're not. Or so we think. Brothers and sisters, we should stop and reflect. What if that person that we look down on, what if that person that we think less of is a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is the person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves more than you? Then what is going to be our status in front of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Here we are thinking we're better than somebody, and Allah loves that person more than us. Maybe Allah doesn't even love us because of what's in us. So brothers and sisters, let's get rid of that jahiliyyah. Let's put that behind us and move forward. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-kibru battarul haqqi وَغَمْسُ النَّاسِ. Rasulullah said, arrogance or pride is refusing the truth and belittling the people. Refusing the truth when it comes to you and looking down on the people. And in another narration, he said, غَمْتُ النَّاسِ, and despising the people, hating the people. Brothers and sisters, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and he was the one that bought Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu anhu to give him his freedom. And the people used to say, this is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, he's our Sayyid, he's our master, and he's the one that freed our master. Talking about Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, he gave us some nasiha. And Abu Bakr said to us, he said, beware of kibr, beware of pride, because you will be returning to the earth. Beware of this pride, because you're going to be returning to the earth and your body's going to be eaten up by the worms. And is this not the truth? Each and every one of us, we came into this world the same way through our mothers. And each and every one of us, we're going to go back to the earth the same way. And each and every one of us, we're going to be eaten up by the worms. So how can any of us think that we're better than somebody else? Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he relates, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, Rasulullah, he said to us, he said, كل مسلمي على مسلمي حرام. He said, everything of a Muslim with regards to another Muslim is sacred. It's haram. You don't violate it. ماله وإرضه ودمه. He said, his wealth, his honor, and his blood, it's sacred. And then Rasulullah said, "Hasbu imri'in min ash-sharri an yahqira akhahu al-muslim." Rasulullah said, it is evil enough for a Muslim to despise his Muslim brother. That's evil enough for you to have in your heart hatred or enmity for your Muslim brother. He said, that's evil enough. What about when we have that in our hearts and then we talk about it? What about if we have this hatred, this false pride in our hearts against our Muslim brother or sister in Islam, and we talk about it, and we treat them badly because of it, or we cheat them because of it, or we get the people to look down on them because of this? How much more evil is that? Imam Bukhari has related from Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, that Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said to the people, ma ta'udduna al-qara. Ibn Abbas, he said to the people, what is your thoughts on nobility? What do you think nobility is? Because the people, they love status. The people, they love to brag about where they're from, who their family was, what their background is. So he said, what do you think about this nobility? And then he said, وَقَدْ بَيِّنَ اللَّهُ الْكَرَمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made clear what nobility is. فَأَكْرَمُكُمْ إِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he said, the most honorable of you is that person who has the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is nobility. It's not about who your family was, where you came from, how educated you may be, how much money you have, the color of your skin, how pretty your hair is. It's not about none of that. The true nobility, the true status, is for the person who has the taqwa of Allah. So this is what Ibn Abbas is saying to the people. And then he said to them, مَا تَعُدُّونَ الْحَسَنِ. He said, and what do you think is lineage? What do you think is lineage? You know, your background. What's your definition of that? And then Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said, أَفْضَلُكُمْ حَسَبًا أَحْسَانُكُمْ خُلُقًا. Ibn Abbas, he said, the best of you in lineage is that person who has the best character, the best way of dealing with the people, the best way that they conduct themselves. This is lineage worth something. This is the nobility and the lineage that matters, brothers and sisters. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he was dealing with this attitude of the people, because this is the way it's been from the very beginning. Even during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they had racism, they had discrimination, they had people that thought they were better than somebody else because I'm from this tribe and he's from that tribe. or I'm Quraysh and he's not, or I do this and he doesn't do that. This was nothing new to the people, and this is something that the people, they struggled with. But the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they got over it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purified their hearts for them. And we ask Allah to purify our hearts from this disease. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to the people, and this hadith is in At-Tirmidhi, he said, قَدْ أَذْحَبَ اللَّهُ أَنْكُمْ أُبِيَّةَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ وَفَخْرَهَا بِأَبَائِهِ. Rasulullah said, Allah has removed the pride of jahiliyyah from you. And this boasting of lineage, boasting of where you're from, where your family is. And then he said, مُؤْمِنُونَ تَقِيٌّ وَفَاجِرٌ شَقِيٌّ. He said, two. He said, the Muslim is that person who has the taqwa of Allah. And he said, the opposite of that is the fajir, who's a sinner. He does all the evil. And then Rasulullah said, وَالنَّاسُ بَنُوا آدَمْ وَآدَبُ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. He said, and all of the people, they're the children of Adam. And Adam, he's from the dirt. So brothers and sisters, this is the reality of our state as human beings. All of us are Bani Adam. All of us, we're the children of Adam. How can we think that we're better than somebody else when all of us have the same parents? Adam and Eve. How can we think that we're better than somebody else when all of us, our origin is the dirt, the dust, the lowest of things, the thing that you get on your shoe when you clean it off? How can we think we're better than anybody else when we're all from the same thing? Brothers and sisters, realize that if we don't give up this kibr, this arrogance, this unsuriyah, this racism, realize that it's going to come at a cost to us. It's going to come at a cost to us. Muhammad al-Baqir, rahimahullah, he said, never does pride enter into the heart of a man except that his intelligence goes down by the same amount. Never does pride enter the heart of a man except that his intelligence goes down by the same amount. And is this not the truth? Is this not the truth? The people who have the most arrogance, the people who are the most racist, they're some of the most ignorant people around. Is this not true? These are the people that say anything out their mouths and they're so ignorant. And these are the people with this false pride, this arrogance, this racism, thinking that they're better than somebody else. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said this about Yawmul Qiyamah, the day of standing, and all of us are going to be there tomorrow. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna awliya'i yawmal qiyamati al-muttaqoon. Rasulullah said, verily that my awliya, the people who will be closest to me on Yawmul Qiyamah, will be the people who have the taqwa of Allah. These are the people who will be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tomorrow. He said, وَإِنْ كَانَ نَصَبٌ أَقْرَبَ مِنْ نَصَبَ. Even if one's lineage is closer than another's. It doesn't matter how close you are in lineage to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah said, what's going to matter is the people who had taqwa. If you had the taqwa of Allah, you'll be closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So brothers and sisters, my words of nasihat to myself and to you, and I hope you'll forgive me for running over, is to get rid of this jahiliyyah from our hearts. Because this racism is only keeping us back as a ummah. This racism is only hurting our brothers in al-Islam. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our hearts from this disease. Aquli qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah lakum. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man tabihum bi isani ila yawmiddin. Amma ba'd. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to bring this khutbah to a close. And inshallah, if you can, I encourage you to come back for Salatul Isha tonight, which will be at 9:10, inshallah. And we're going to talk just a little bit more about this. We're going to look at one example from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how he encouraged the people to get past this jahiliyyah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us in the Quran, وَمَا أَمْوَالَكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ بِالَّتِي تُقَرِّبُكُمْ إِنْدَنَا زُلْفًا إِلَّا مَنْ آمَنَا وَآمِلَ صَالِحًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us, it is not your wealth and it is not your children that bring you nearer to us. Only that person who believes and he does the righteous deeds. This is what brings the people closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, not your status, not your wealth, not what you have, not where you're from, not who your family was, not the color of your skin, none of that. The only thing that brings us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is iman and doing the righteous good deeds. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us so much in the hadith. Rasulullah said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْدُرُ إِلَّا سَوَارِكُمْ وَأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَلَّاكِنْ يَنْدُرُ إِلَّا قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَمَالِكُمْ. This is the hadith all of us know. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't look at your appearance, and He doesn't look at your wealth, but instead He looks at what's in your heart. And He looks at your deeds. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to do the good deeds that are most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our hearts from these attitudes of the days of Jahiliyyah, where we think that we're better than the people. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the people who love one another for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the muttaqeen, the people who have the taqwa of Allah.